Matt, just before we come on to the weekend, quick reflection on midweek and the England performance, and what a night for Ricky Lambert. Shame that Gigi didn't get involved for Scotland, but certainly it was an eventful evening, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. It was you know, one of the better friendlies I think you're going to see at Wembley with England. And you know, the pieces of the game that I caught, it looked, you know, a really enjoyable match to watch. So, yeah, you know, I thought it was a good run out for both teams and a good test. And you know, it was played in the spirit of a real competitive game, really.
How frustrating must it have been for Gordon, because you know what it's like as a former international to play for your country, and on that sort of stage, you must have been itching to try and get involved.
Yeah, you are. You know, it's, even as a defender, which isn't the easiest position to come on in a game like that and give a good account of yourself. But you know, once you're there and you're soaking it up and you're warming up and you're so close to the action, you're just desperate to get on and get some game time.
It looks like Gordon's going to extend his time at the Albion. Big positive?
Massive positive. I think it's an essential thing that you know needed to happen. So I'm pleased that, you know, if that happens, that it goes ahead and he secures his future at the club.
A lot of people have been talking about the defensive unit, and Tom was saying about trying to tighten up. It's a real focus for the squad at the moment after the sort of first three games.
Yeah, sure. I mean, we've made, you know, quite a few changes in terms of small things about how we play, and obviously we've got a change in management and personnel in certain areas. So, you know, in this transitional period, it's always going to be difficult to keep a consistent kind of run of results, really. So I think people need to be a little bit patient and give it a chance.
It looks like Stephen Ward might be joining as well, so another new face to contend with in that back five.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I think that judging from pre-season when we went away, you know, we were a bit light on numbers in terms of, you know, experienced players at this level. So, you know, it's no surprise that the club are going to strengthen the squad, you know, before the window, I would have thought.
Tomorrow, a trip to St Andrews, I suppose, is special for you in a way, isn't it?
It is, back to my old club. You know, I spent, you know, 4.5 really happy years there, actually. Really enjoyed it. It was a good club with good support. So, yeah, looking forward to going back.
Do you remember your first round? I think it was Man United, wasn't it? Your first home game?
Oh, was it?
I think so. 1-0 defeat.
It might. Do you know what? I think you're right. I think it was. I think we were at home. I think it was a home game. 1-0, we got beat. Van Nistelrooy scored, I think. So yeah, I do remember it. I remember the time I came in there in a bit of a relegation scrap, and had signed a couple of players, and Christophe Dugarry was there, and you know, there's a real buzz around the club. So, you know, I really enjoyed it.
Because obviously they, you know, at one point, you know, a strong Premier League side. You know, what have you made of what they are now, maybe compared to what they were then?
It's disappointing because I think the attendance has fallen away a bit. And whenever I was there, you couldn't get a ticket to a game. I think it's had some off the pitch troubles in terms of ownership and you know, some problems in the financial area, which has probably led to, you know, the condition of where the club is now. So, you know, hopefully it will bounce back. It's a big football club, you know, it's a really good club, and you know, I hope it gets back the status that it deserves.
What are you expecting from the fans? What sort of reception do you think you might get from them?
I think I'll get a bad one historically. It's bizarre because I left
abruptly.
I left on pretty normal terms, but you know, the club chose to spin it in a certain way, which happens. I remember hearing some comments from the clubs which were a little bit inappropriate in my opinion, but you know, that happens in football. And I was a player. I'd gone away. I didn't, you know, I'd just get on with it. I'd signed for a new club, and away you go. So disappointed to go back there and get some abuse, but you know, I gave 100% when I was there, and you know, I thought I gave a good account of myself as a player and as a person, and that's life.
What about on the pitch? What are you expecting from them from now? They're sort of playing this three at the back. They're quite tight. They just conceded one goal so far in the league.
Yeah, no, they've had a good start, really good start. So I think it'd be a tough game. You know, I think they'll come out. It's an away game in the Championships. It's going to be high tempo, high intensity. We're going to need to be sharp and on our game. You know, and it's going to be a tough afternoon.
Lovely. Thank you, Matthew.
Thank you.